The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Song sung blue, everybody knows one. Song sung blue, every garden grows one. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again.
Oh yeah, swing it, baby. Swing.
Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it starts to feeling good, you simply got no choice.
All right, here we go. Where else are you going to find Frank Sinatra singing Neil Diamond? You know, when I was at the Zionist Organization of America the other night, it was so funny, Sunday night with Kevin Jackson, and we're there, and oh, I wish I could remember the gentleman's name. He was great. He was kind of wrangling everybody for pictures and moving around, and he goes, I love Frank Sinatra. I love when you did Frank Sinatra, and you had some fun with Frank Sinatra. He goes, but I never, he says to me, and this is in the middle of Steve Bannon's there, Senator Cotton's there, and Sebastian Gorka comes in, and Alan Dershowitz, and everybody's there, and we're about to move into the main room, and this is the conversation I'm having with people. He's going, yeah, but I don't know when Frank Sinatra, you know, he steps out of usually what he does, and he sings, and I say, you mean like Song Sung Blue? He goes, yes, I don't like that. I said, what, you know, he's one of those aficionados. I like that. I like bad Leroy Brown, because I like anything Francis Albert does. But it's interesting that people see the legacy continues, Mr. Sinatra. And now we're going to have Dave Damiani on the show today, live. Dave is a young Sinatra aficionado. He does it really great. He's a live performer. I want to touch on with Dave Frankie Five Boroughs about Mayor Guardian losing that election in Atlantic City, which is dumbest thing that ever happened. Mayor Guardian was great for that town. And you know, we talk about Atlantic City because I'm a Jersey guy. I like to see the revenue up, and it's come back in a big way. The Hard Rock's going down, right? We talked to all those
That's
guys.
Right.
And you keep the Borgata part of town in business the way you drop all your cash down there. And Mayor Guardian down in Atlantic City, we need it. They vote him out.
Yeah, well, again, they're really, and I've been trying to get Mayor Guardian on the radio.
How's he doing? Do we know?
I haven't spoken to him. He hasn't called me back, which is pretty unusual.
And Dave will let us know. We'll talk about Sinatra and talk about we're going to L.A. and we'll touch on it all. And Herb Alpert's club, by the way, player Herb Alpert, we're going to be playing his jazz club in L.A., but very interesting local politics.
Yeah, very serious evidence of voter fraud in Atlantic City where it appears that homeless people were paid to fill out absentee ballots for Mayor Guardian's opponent.
And this is something different in New Jersey?
Well, I had no idea, you know, that it was this prevalent in cities like Atlantic City. And when you're talking about races that are, you know, were only 5,000-6,000 votes cast, if you have 1,000 homeless people being paid to fill out ballots for one candidate, you started a big disadvantage.
How do you look into that if you have a Democratic governor? I mean, it just doesn't surface, does it?
I don't know. I mean, this is one of the issues that I'm hoping once we get Mayor Guardian on the radio that we can go over.
Well, it's just something that it's just such a vital part of New Jersey and has made a pretty resounding on its way, let me put it that way, to a resounding comeback. So we will stay on top of that. The president returns from his 12-day Asian trip, which in my mind, and I will say it because no one else will, it was a great trip.
It was a formidable trip. He looked like a president. I like when president. And please, don't attack me for being a Trump apologist. Oh, he says, God forbid I say something nice about the president of the United States. Deal with it. Just deal with it. Get over the craziness, the derangement. The guy, he was great. He looked, by the way, and maybe this is where, and again, what I'm guilty of is why I could speak positively about Donald Trump, because I've known him. He's been on the show many times. He's 71 years old. And those of us who are getting old on our way there look and go, this guy, he looks great, Frankie.
He does.
He looks,
great
energy, skipping. With he should have held hands with Vladimir Putin, and they should have skipped together just to irritate the press in Russia and America.
That's all we need.
Oh, it'd be great. But it was great to see him with that energy. Melania always looks great, but they're not going to say anything now. They're going to stay on the Russian collusion. Donald Trump Jr. did this. I don't even want to hear about it. But the big news today, and we'll touch on this 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, is Jeff Sessions looking into this uranium one deal with the Clintons. This is when you hear people within at that time, within the Clinton administration, as she was Secretary of State.
Well, rather, Obama administration, right.
When she
exactly.
was, I'm sorry, yep, when she was Secretary of State, it went on, man, and money went, and Bill Clinton got paid a lot of money, tens of millions of dollars to speak. That's collusion.
Yeah, look, I'm not afraid of Russia. I'm not a Russiaphobe, as so many of the people that seem to point the finger at Donald Trump trying to work with Vladimir Putin appear to be. So I don't get crazy when I hear about Bill Clinton giving a speech in Russia for $500,000 or Russian oligarchs making contributions to the Clinton Foundation. But you can't avoid the fact that both of those things, the $500,000 that Bill Clinton got paid for the speech in Russia and these substantial contributions to the Clinton Foundation, while the State Department was one of nine agencies responsible for approving this deal, it looks bad. Certainly an appearance of impropriety. And look, there's so much corruption having to do with Hillary Clinton, going back not just the email scandal, not just Benghazi, not just the Uranium One deal. There's so much stuff. And I said a year and a half ago, when, remember, President Trump during the debate said that he would appoint a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton. I said a year ago the best thing for Donald Trump and the best thing for the country would be to offer Hillary Clinton a blanket pardon for all of this stuff, the Uranium One stuff, the email stuff.
And why is that?
Well, because, one, it allows the country to move forward and heal these wounds and go forward.
Yeah.
And it makes him look like a unifier. Two, as Gerald Ford carried around a court decision with him because he was asked about the Nixon pardon every day of his life from the time he was president, literally until the day he died, there is precedent that if you accept a pardon, you're also accepting responsibility for the crimes that you committed as part of that. So if there is something in terms of extortion, bribery, and everything else as part of the Uranium One deal or anything having to do with the email situation, then I certainly think that that maybe a special counsel is warranted. I think we need to be careful, Joe. I'm worried that we're living in an era where whoever gets elected is just going to prosecute political opponents. We're seeing this in New York with Eric Schneiderman going after Trump and, you know, the Trump kids and everything else. We're seeing it nationally now, potentially with the Justice Department going after the Clintons. It almost reeks of kind of being a little third worldish, like the losing side thrown in jail.
The thing is that's very Trumpian is that you have to go after Hillary, and they leave that open for Hillary, wouldn't pardon Hillary, because the first thing they did was went after Donald Trump on bogus Russian collusion, and they won't let it go. So this is like, to your point, though, it is. They use it as fodder. They use it as ammunition to come back with the other side.
And right. I think the tit-for-tat criminal investigation is dangerous.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right, because that's all we're doing. We're not concentrating. Tax reform. Where are we on tax reform? I'm not crazy about this tax reform.
Or apparently nobody is, except the corporations.
And then it was supposed to be three brackets. Now it's 150 brackets. I mean, there's seven brackets now.
Right.
What's going on?
But you know what, though? I know Steve Forbes always says you can't have more than one because, in his words, he told you they multiply like rabbits, which I think
that's
is funny.
Very funny, very
but,
funny.
But, you know, if people are paying taxes, you just want lower taxes. Does it really matter
how many brackets?
Whether there's three brackets or seven?
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, but I think that would be nice if they came up with some kind of agreement. Yeah. I don't know, and this is the question. Give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking, 877-970-2999. What happens? Do they – does this pass at all? Does, because, you know, you have Peter King not voting for this. You have Dan Donovan, congressman, not voting for this. You have Jersey congressman not voting for this. What is going to happen? It, but because the president seems awfully calm and the Republicans seem awfully calm, like this is going to slip through.
Well, so Orrin Hatch, the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, said that they are going to get a deal done. And he said that, you know, it's going to be a big tax cut for middle class folks. And so we'll see where it goes. They may get this done as soon as this week, even with those, you know, coastal Republicans not being on board. And there's a lot of key differences between the Senate version and the House version. One of them, I think you got into this a little bit with Dottie Herman yesterday, is the House bill allows you to keep deducting property taxes up to $10,000. The Senate bill does not. They do away with the property tax.
So stay with me. Now, it's not the, because I'm so confused by this. I thought Dottie touched on if you have an estate worth $1 million.
Well, so if you take out a mortgage, the current law is if you take out a mortgage of up to $1 million, you can deduct the interest on that mortgage. The House bill makes it so that it's only $500,000. Now, the real estate industry, they would go nuts if that happened because people would buy less expensive
homes. And then what about the $10,000 mark?
So right now, you can deduct all your local property taxes from your federal tax bill.
As it should be.
The House bill is making it so that you can only deduct the first $10,000. The Senate bill does away with that property tax deduction entirely.
They don't realize $10,000. Everybody pays that.
My mother is far from wealthy. She pays over $10,000.
Don't get me started, but I see even if you have a second home in New Jersey, they bang you in taxes. They don't give you a break. And in New York, it's the same way. It's inexcusable. We don't know. They don't even have to give you a breakdown of where the taxes go, the property tax. And then I see Governor-elect Phil Murphy now talking against the GOP tax plan.
Well, he's got to, because he's already said he wants to raise taxes.
It's
going to
be through the roof. And the point of the matter is, to that point, Frank Morano, then lower the taxes. And the Trump administration thinks that Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy are going to actually lower taxes. It ain't going to happen.
No. And if Murphy's tax plan goes through, and even if it doesn't, taxes are already pretty high in New Jersey, that if they're no longer able to deduct their local income taxes, there's going to be a massive exodus of folks from New Jersey to jurisdictions like Connecticut, Florida, Nevada, Texas.
Frankie Five Boroughs, there's a massive exodus out of New Jersey now.
Right.
And,
so
the number one business for United Van Lines is in the state of New Jersey, people leaving the state of New Jersey. They're going to Pennsylvania. They're going to South Carolina. They're going to North Carolina. I tell you, as soon as Governor Murphy was Governor-elect Murphy, well, he was elected, boom, I got a buddy saying I'm going to North Carolina. Stay with me on this for a second. Hold on. So I got invited to an event on I shouldn't even talk about it, but I will. It's a 7/17 Friday, and it's an organization that's great. It's Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Law Enforcement Against Drugs. It's
sounds
great.
Pretty non-controversial. Yeah, okay.
No,
right.
Cops, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Who do you think they're honoring?
Tell me it's Colin Kaepernick, and I'm walking out of here.
Phil Murphy.
Phil Murphy.
Of course. Because he bought them.
But does this make any
sense? He bought
them. Does this make any sense at all? You're going to honor Phil Murphy. And I love these guys, by the way. They do a great job. And it's where it started with DARE, but this is even more into the schools and DARE. This is my problem, is that the gentleman that invited me is a dear friend who I'm incredibly loyal to. So do I show up with Phil Murphy there and then just kind of go, you know, to the camera, 4 years? I don't think so.
I think you should bring the lieutenant governor as your escort. See, now that would...
That's great!
That's how you do it.
What are they honoring him for?
Very simple. We gave you money to your campaign. Here's our thank you to you for having us, because we know that you're going to fund our pension. Listen, the people of New Jersey have spoken. They want more taxes.
They want to sell tickets because now it's governor-elect, but it just seems so and help me out here if I'm being wrong. It's Law Enforcement Against Drugs, who I love. By the way, I can't say enough about this great organization, but Phil Murphy is the first thing, the first initiative. You can see the first day, it's legalizing marijuana. Which I talked to the former chief of staff of Joe Lieberman's Joe Lieberman. There's a former chief of staff of Lieberman. He was telling about what's happening in Colorado. It's all over. Right. And then you break down the money they make. They don't care. If they make so much money, it's going to be such a big business. It's a mess because the driving under the influence, the kids feel they could do it. I hear, and I may be wrong, and call me if you're listening out in Denver or around the great state of Colorado, which I love and I work, that everybody's stoned.
Oh, I'm sure.
Everybody's stoned. And I don't want that to happen in New Jersey. I have enough problem keeping the kids off of the heroin that's out there,
it's
certainly
pie,
in Huntington County.
Man, that's my pie.
No, really, man. It's in tea. It's in cookies.
It's in everything. It's in brownies.
Am I a dinosaur here?
It's certainly in cookies. I had one last year. But anyway, listen.
I don't like marijuana. I've never smoked it. I think the stench makes me.
Wait. You never smoked marijuana?
No.
You never inhaled? You never inhaled?
No.
You just never smoked it?
Never smoked.
How much do you love this guy?
It's nothing to be proud of.
It is something to be proud of.
I just don't like the smell.
I'm the only guy from the 1980s who never tried cocaine. To this day, never tried cocaine.
No,
I'm the only guy.
Well, you're not from the 80s, though.
Joe was from the 70s. The
definition of the
80s. But I never, ever, ever. It was in front of me. The lines were in front of me. People were just doing lines. Never went there.
So I don't think marijuana is
a gateway drug.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's appealing. I would never.
I walk by the people
next door, and it smells like a skunk. I mean, it smells disgusting. Zuccotti Park, right? And they smoke it openly now. I mean, because the mayor and the police commissioner have already indicated that they're not going to arrest
people. Well, I could see decriminalization.
So could I. Yeah. But ultimately, I think. And there's a lot of good arguments to be made for decriminalization. My dad is in the medical marijuana business, but the fundamental thing that
I got a little pain, I need to smoke some weed.
No, but this should be decided by the voters, not by politicians in Trenton. Let the pro marijuana side and the anti marijuana side make their case to the voters. Let the voters decide for themselves.
Thank you. What's the announcement that Donald Trump's going to make when he lands?
I don't know. Maybe it's some details on the trade deal. Maybe it has something to do with the new HHS. Secretary, I don't know.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions. Enjoy a smaller piece.
Well, Sessions,
as you told me,
Sessions is also testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee today.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see what kind of a dog and pony show that's.
And why is he? What is he doing that for?
Well, Russian collusion. The one thing, Joe, that the government has a limitless supply of money to do is investigate Russian collusion. The Senate Intelligence Committee is doing it. The Senate Judiciary Committee is doing it. The House Intelligence Committee is doing it. And there's a special counsel.
I think that's why Donald Trump does not pardon Hillary Clinton, because now he's going to use that as the ammunition against Sessions. I think. 877-970-2999. It is 722. Not only do I have to work around monitors to see the clock, I now have a glaring light in my face for the video. 722. There it is. What? Debbie, how are you doing? How you doing out there?
Oh, we're doing okay, Joe. Got a couple of problems to warn you about, though. As you head to 80 eastbound, getting out toward exit 35, getting to Rockaway, that's an accident. Traffic is building on 3 eastbound, heading out toward the Meadowlands. It's an accident right by Patterson Plank Road in Secaucus. And some stop-and-go traffic inbound GWB up to 40. Lincoln 45 already. Holland still waiting about 35 minutes heading into town. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you on 287 north, getting up toward exit 3 over in Edison. And watch out for slowdowns. Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. Deegan South building by the stadium. It's going to be busy on the eastbound side of the BQE up by McGinnis-Humboldt. That's a stalled car. And traffic moving slowly northbound Van Wyck at Atlantic Avenue. Looks like a missing manhole cover. Brought to you by Compassion International. The future is bleak for a child living in poverty. No school, no dreams, no hope. But you can change all that when you become a Compassion Child sponsor. Just a little more than a dollar a day brings hope. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 49. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Jay Sekulow believes it's time to look for help from above.
A shooting at a church in Texas. There's no way to explain this as anything other than what it is, which is evil. What we need to figure out is, Where do we go from here? What are the solutions? What are the things we should be looking at? Of course, we're praying for those that are injured and those that have lost loved ones. But this is where you've got to be able to merge prayer with action, in my view.
Jay Sekulow, live. Weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, General Electric shares plunged down more than 7% after the company cut its dividend in half. Chief Executive John Flannery says 2018 will be a reset year for GE, and conditions will also be difficult in 2019. GE will focus on power, aviation, and health, and will sell its transportation and lighting businesses. GE was paying a 24-cent dividend. It will now pay 12 cents. Now that Qualcomm has rejected Broadcom's $105 billion bid, Fortune says Broadcom is expected to offer more. It may be harder to find an Airbnb in central Paris. The company is limiting the number of days owners can rent their properties on the service to satisfy the government. The Dow was up 17 on Monday, the Nasdaq up 6, the S&P up 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Monday, November 27th at Connolly's Corner, 71-17 Grand Avenue in Massbeth, Queens at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. At the Adria, 221-17 Northern Boulevard on Wednesday, November 29th at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Thursday, November 30th at Lenny's Clambar, 161-03 Cross Bay Boulevard in Howard Beach, Queens at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
96 elephants are killed every day in Africa for their ivory. That's 35,000 a year. With your support, more poachers can be caught. With your voice, we can inspire more countries to ban ivory sales and reduce demand. Go to 96elephants.org and join more than a million people dedicated to saving Africa's elephants. Protect their home. Take action at 96elephants.org.
No one likes waking up in the morning, but when you have to, there's no better way to wake up than to a fresh, hot cup of Chock Full of Nuts coffee. Premium blended and roasted to perfection. Better coffee a billionaire's money can't buy. Available at Christie's.
Wednesday night, Seton Hall hosts Indiana at Prudential Center. Pre-game is 6:20, tip-off 6:30 p.m. for the Hoosiers and the Pirates. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action on your home for Seton Hall basketball, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning telling you about Blue Rock Energy. We love Phil Van Horn. We love Wendy. We love everybody over at Blue Rock Energy. So, you know, it's so easy. Salem Media now took AM 970, The Answer. That would be us. Yours truly. We are the flagship station, the number one station. We're the black sheep, actually. The morning show's the black sheep of Salem. But we are the number one flagship station of Salem Media on AM 970. The Answer, what did we do? We switched to Blue Rock Energy. And we invite you to do that as well. You just go to BlueRockEnergy.com. And you can lock in your gas and electric rates for business owners and operators. If you rent a home, you own a home or an apartment, all you got to do is call 877-280-4909 and team up with one of Blue Rock's expert energy advisors. I love this, too. They can send over a free on-site energy assessment person today. Just like that. 877-280-4909 or go to BlueRockEnergy.com. And just a few easy clicks and a few easy steps, you'll be on your way to a better and more affordable energy solution. Do what all of us are doing. Switching to Blue Rock Energy. You're going to love the personal service and the deals that you will get energy-wise with Blue Rock Energy. 877-280-4909 or go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
This is Roy Moore? Roy Moore?
This is the love that I give to you alone.
Sorry.
More than the simple words I try to say.
Is this Kevin Spacey? Oh, sorry.
I only live to love you more each
day. More sorry. That's Bobby Darin. Robert Walter Casoto for the Bronx, New York. Sorry. That's a great. He swung that song. I never liked that song. Only Bobby Darin swung that song. And I thought Kevin Spacey did a great job playing Bobby Darin.
That's a great picture. People should see it.
And I'm very upset that Kevin Spacey's not continuing House of Cards. Because what did he do?
I don't know if that was his choice.
No. But was it the underage or sexual harassment on the set?
I think both. They suspended production and then they decided we're not finishing the final season.
Well, there was a big article on CNN on Friday about right now. So they spent 8 months writing season 6 of House of Cards, right? And they started production on it. They're filming it. They suspended production.
You told me, remember
abruptly.
We talked about it, Frankie. You said, oh, no, they're going to continue with this. They're going to continue with this
House of Cards. And then there was announcements of a spinoff, possible multiple spinoff series, maybe focused on Doug Samper or something else.
Does not work without
Spacey. But so now, after they shut down productions, the writers are trying to write their way to some sort of a conclusion here so that the production can resume in what is likely to be a Spacey-less rest of season 6.
Well, that would be brilliant. A brilliant show. Such an unfortunate situation. But I guess it was mostly what he was doing now or what he did 40 years ago.
Well, the thing that broke it wide open was the allegations by Star Trek Discovery actor Anthony Rapp of something that happened about 32 years ago.
Why does he wait till now to say it?
I guess Harvey Weinstein opened the floodgates to everybody. So Rapp accused Spacey. Spacey gives a pseudo apology. Not a pseudo apology. He gives an apology for what he describes as drunken hijinks. Plays the gay card, what they call doing a full McGreevy, and then
so true.
Now so far 14 other people have come forward with allegations of sexual misconduct against Kevin Spacey. They range from the mild, unwanted sexual advances to the maybe not so mild groping to, pretty severe things.
Speaking of which, where would George H.W. Bush, 90 something, groping now a teenager?
Oh, yeah. 16,
let's not get into detail.
Okay, we'll get into detail. Right,
but really?
This latest allegation is, again, the fifth allegation against former President George H.W. Bush that he groped a woman. This time, though, she was a 16-year-old at the time. This was back in 2003 when he was 79. He has also apologized if people took what he intended to be as a good-natured joke improperly, and his spokesman said he would never intentionally cause someone to be uncomfortable.
But if something happened, can't they just say, look, he's got the Parkinson's and it was a mistake, but they're apologizing for it, so apparently this is what this guy did?
Evidently, yes.
I mean, this is so sick.
I told you, he's spending too much time with Bill Clinton.
God, that's horrible but true. Sad but true. So look, 7:33 with Piscopo. Bob Menendez, let's say he gets acquitted. This is from NJ.com. And you have to take this with a grain of salt because is this from Politico? No, it's from Politico. So, no, you can't really. I won't even give this credence because Matt Friedman kind of doesn't quite grasp what's going on in Trenton. Yes, I said that. I don't know. He said that it's going to be Matt saying that there's going to be a Department of Justice would have to decide to pursue another trial. So if he's acquitted, they're going to go after him again. That ain't going to happen.
Well, no, not if he's acquitted. If there's a hung jury, and if there's a hung jury, which the jury sent a note yesterday to the judge, indicating that they were potentially deadlocked.
Yeah, yeah.
So if that's the case, then do you think they'd go back in? I do. I mean, that's a big prosecutors. U.S. attorneys love.
They hate to be wrong.
They love publicity and they love promotion and they love politics. And to be able to nail a U.S. senator, that's a chit that you can ride forever. That is something you could put on your mantelpiece, get a 7-figure book deal out of it, get a promotion within the Department of Justice, get a lucrative private sector legal career, or run for public office yourself with that.
And it has nothing to do with doing the right thing.
Well, unfortunately, because of what the Supreme Court has done and because politics is so shady to begin with, it's very much a gray area of what's not the right thing, but what's the legal thing, right? So no one says that what Bob Menendez was doing was right. The question is, was it illegal?
We'll find out. And I have a feeling we're going to find out very soon. We're going to see exactly what's happening. Piscopo in the morning. Dr. Elena Frid will join us momentarily. Arthur Idella in the studio in the 8 o'clock hour. Dave Damiani as well. He is a great Sinatra-esque kind of singer. And we'll be talking about what Dave and I will be doing in Los Angeles. Rachel Brown is what a great gal Rachel is. Noted gemologist, founder of Rachel Brown Jewelry. And as my young daughter, she's 18, starts college, and I take her over to Fox News, and I have her, meet everybody. I look for her to start a career. I all of a sudden start listening to other women, who have been successful. Like we had Dottie Herman on yesterday in real estate. Dr. Elena is really top of her game. And Rachel Brown started her own jewelry company. You don't want to miss that. Very, very interesting how this young gal did exactly that. And 7:35 with Piscopo in the morning. Dr. Elena will join us momentarily. Let's jump to Mr. Cotullo with his Tommy Bahama shirt on, man. Looking mighty fine right there. This is Al's version of dressing up.
That's right.
I think he looks good.
I think you look great, Albert.
I'll look the same when I go to Cowan's Public tonight.
You doing the recording tonight?
No recording. Just heading over there. There's a New Jersey beer night. All New Jersey beers on tap. I'm gonna go over and say hi to the folks.
I want to be Al in my next life. I love it.
You're more than welcome to come with me.
By the way, the other story we're watching is the death toll in this Iraq earthquake has now climbed to at least 530 people.
Oh my lord!
Terrible.
Rest in peace, Piscopo. Yeah,
my hair is growing back.
Yeah, you look great. You look great. You're the warrior. People always go. I was with Scott Sanford last night. He goes, "How's Al doing?" I said, "The guy's a warrior, man. This guy's a warrior." So. And that you are, Al, and you got the news for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Cotullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Frank Morano, Joe Piscopo, if you received a parking ticket in New York City this year, you may be getting a refund. The city is dismissing or refunding about $44 million in parking fines due to a paperwork snafu. The Daily News says the refunds specifically affect those given tickets for failing to display a muni meter receipt or having an expired receipt. That's because the wrong violation code was printed on their ticket that was off by one digit. The city has sent out letters explaining the situation and offering refunds to those affected. More utility workers from New York State will be headed to Puerto Rico later in the week. Governor Cuomo announced that 220 crew members and equipment will be flown to the island to help get power back. Cuomo says Puerto Rico's governor recently requested New York and other states send aid to help. Puerto Rico is still struggling with power issues from Hurricane Maria and a recent big outage. In sports, the Knicks built a 23-point lead in the second half, only to see the Cavaliers rally for a 104-101 win. Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge, the American League Rookie of the Year, voted unanimously. Judge clubbed a rookie record 52 home runs for the Yanks this past season, and the co-owners of the Giants won't be making any rash decisions regarding head coach Ben McAdoo. John Mara and Steve Tisch issued a joint statement saying they won't make any changes until after the season. The Giants are last in the NFC East at 1-8. College hoops tonight on The Answer. St. John's home against Central Connecticut State. Tip-off set for 6:30. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. The inbound GWB, a 25-minute delay to the lower 40 to the upper Lincoln Tunnel 45, and over at the Holland at least 35 to 40. It's going to be stop and go for you on 3 eastbound, getting out toward the Meadowlands by Patterson Plank Road in Secaucus, a collision. Garden State Parkway North at 135 in Clark, that's an accident. It's pretty busy on the eastbound BQE at McGinnis-Humboldt, a disabled car in the way, and some stop-and-go traffic over on the northbound Van Wyck at Atlantic Avenue, a missing manhole cover. Let's go over to the westbound belt, slowing down quite a bit in toward Lefferts Boulevard with an earlier accident cleared, and the Staten Island Expressway eastbound slowing down Slauson Ave right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as well on the LIE westbound at Nichols Road with a collision. Another accident for you on the Southern State westbound at Bethpage State Parkway. Watch out for some slowdowns there. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 49, sunny tomorrow, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe Piscopo on the radio 739 telling you about Omaha Steaks. I have got the Omaha Family Gift Pack, and I love it. I love it. It comes in so nicely packed, and they have it for $49.99. You get this incredible family gift pack. This is the ultimate gift, and I could just reach into the freezer, and I cook this steak for my kids, for someone who comes over, and it's got the most flavorful, tender aged beef. It's their seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers. This is the ultimate gift. You know why? It makes such a great presentation. And it's only $49.99 for under $50. I love my Omaha gift, family gift pack, and you will too. Omaha Steaks. It's legendary. And I've been getting that, by the way, for years. I have my buddies at McGuggin. That's a company over in Morristown, New Jersey, my dear, dear friends. And they would always send me Omaha Steaks. And I've been doing that for, God, it's got to be 10 years. Let me tell you what you can do. First, let me tell you what you get for $49.99. Under less than $50, two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops. Look at this. Four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Just go to omahasteaks.com. If you enter my code Piscopo in the search bar, you get what? What is that, Joey? Oh, yeah, 75% savings. Please check it out now, omahasteaks.com. Enter my code Piscopo.
More than a month ago, Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, leaving incomprehensible devastation. Today, more than 3 million Americans have no electricity. 1 million still don't have access to clean water. Life is far from normal, and they still need our help. Food for the Poor and WNYM are shipping food, water, medicine, hygiene products, batteries, flashlights, generators, and other desperately needed necessities to Puerto Rico. Please give to keep the help and hope flowing to these hurting families. Just call 855-919-4673. Your generous gift will let them know they're not forgotten and will equip our local church partners all across the island to minister to the suffering. And rest assured knowing that more than 95% of all donations go directly to these programs. To give now, simply visit am970theanswer.com, or to give by phone, call 855-919-4673, 855-917-4673. Call now and make a life-saving difference for the millions in need.
This is What's Your Wrinkle with plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry.
Have you had an aging spurt? You know what that is. All of a sudden, you see wrinkles and sagging eyelids and, oh my goodness, jowls. Almost overnight, you look older. I tackle aging spurts with eyelid and facelifts and office procedures like Botox, peels, and Ulthera, and the brand new jowl lifting Instalift. And I creatively use wrinkle filler to help bring back your natural beauty without distorting your features. Let's sit down and spend an hour together. I'll design a program that can help restore your appearance and one that's within your budget. Your solution might be as simple as having moles removed. My offices are on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and in Somerset, New Jersey. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And mention you heard plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry on AM 970, and you'll receive a bottle of my nighttime serum during your consultation.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. 7:42 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Elena Frid, backed by popular demand, board-certified neurologist and clinical neurophysiologist who specializes in infection-induced autoimmune disorders, which is huge. This is the 21st century medicine that everybody talks about. Dr. Elena, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Joe. Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming back. People love listening to you because me being a hypochondriac, I'm in my absolute glory because I worry about everything. First of all, you were in Boston speaking. How did that go?
It was wonderful. So I was at an ILATS conference. It's an international conference for Lyme disease.
Wow.
And I gave a talk on autoimmune encephalitis, and people had so many questions. I was answering questions for an hour and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
So this is really an epidemic, this whole Lyme situation.
It is. It truly is.
And then you could get that blood test. And I'm telling you, listening, if you want to reach out to Dr. Elena Frid, we'll give you the information. But I worry about it. If you, like your kid, for example, you know, has attention deficit, for example, and then that could be from Lyme, that could be from a vaccine. Can you do that with adults too? Can you take a blood test and see maybe as an adult you make the wrong decisions, like the wrong relationship? We were talking before around there, the wrong relationships, pursuing the wrong things in life. Will a blood test determine that, my good doctor friend?
So we're not there yet in terms of advising you.
That's
on
called a psychiatrist. You're right. That's what I do.
But in terms of the blood test, so there's various blood tests, including I think what you're talking about is a couple of specialty blood tests.
Yeah.
That are available through a specialty laboratory such as Advanced Labs or Igenix or Galaxy.
Exactly. I have to tell you, because I talked to a couple of docs when we go out and we socialize with your husband. Oh, and by the way, just as an aside, your kids are so cute. How old's the youngest one?
4.
God bless you, girl.
He thinks he's one day older than the older kid.
Yeah. He is so cute. And your husband was there. He and I chatting at the best time at the Rangers game, actually. And then Daniel, who just is a star. This kid's such a star. He keeps saying, can I get an X chair? He's asking, could we advertise the X chair? That was so cute.
I know. He keeps asking us, too.
But I love that you can go and get this blood test. People aren't aware of this. You get this specialized blood test. I try to look at different parts. Now I'm in Hunterdon County, so I'm in the boondocks a little bit. But people don't do the blood test. Like, you have to get a special kit, do you?
You do, yes. And many Lyme ILADS doctors or Lyme-literate physicians that you can actually approach through ILADS.org or globallymealliance.org will have that information about Lyme-literate physicians. They would know how to order these specialty lab tests. And like you said, you need a specialty kit. Mm. And it's available for both children and adults.
And that will determine whether Lyme caused something or, a vaccine, a bad vaccine. Something that could, is there anything else that would?
So it can determine whether you have Lyme disease. Mm. It's a little bit more sensitive test than your regular blood work that a regular physician would run. And it can also determine other co-infections that are often a big issue in patients who have, I think we're going to jump into mental health issues. So go right ahead.
I know, but it's true though, right? I mean, what you think, and we talked about this before, I want to talk about this new blood pressure situation, but on mental health, that's scary because it really just is something that people don't understand, that it could be from Lyme disease, it could be from a tick bite or a vaccine or something else. And it's not, how can you possibly determine that? And our doctors as astute as you are in finding these problems?
So I think I actually talk about this a lot with my colleagues who have a similar thought process that I do. And we all think that psychiatry and mental health in general is most likely going to change greatly over the next couple of years. Maybe in the next 10 to 20 years, it will change significantly. Because right now, a lot of the times, we're treating symptoms. And we're not really getting the underlying cause of the disease process is being ignored. We just either don't know about it or we don't look for it. And these issues of infections and autoimmune encephalitis can certainly present as neuropsychiatric symptoms. And I know that we wanted to talk a little bit about kind of the aggression that's going on.
All the violence. This is mental illness. What's the red flag on this, Doc?
It's very difficult because we're all smarter in hindsight. Obviously, in these instances, there were red flags ahead of time. But how do you know if someone takes aggression out on their family member and then go and do mass murder? How do you make that connection? It's very, very difficult to determine that. It is being looked at by various people in terms of studies. And we are looking to see, there's a phenomenon known as Flynn effect. I don't know if you've ever heard of this.
Something more I got to worry about? Flynn effect. What does that mean?
It means that when a country has a decline in infections, their citizens' intelligence rises, and in turn, the citizens become more productive and less violent. And this is actually something I wrote a letter to Donald Trump about because of the pandemic of Lyme disease and because of all this aggression, wars that are going on, and just aggression in general that we have been seeing in the news recently. Yeah. Do we need to look more at microbes kind of are as the culprit to these issues?
Wow. Can you do that? So, and again, this is going to sound out there, but maybe everybody gets a blood test when they're born. Will you be able to determine if someone's going to, just flip out and be violent from a blood test at a very early age?
Right now, we don't have this technology. I think we do have... I think we can be going in that direction. There's not one specific blood test to determine aggression. I think that, over time you monitor these patients and maybe, if you see that they're having a lot of mental health issues and spiraling out of control, then perhaps it's something that you want to look into further and look for encephalitis and look for infections in these patients.
Yeah. Hey, what about this front page of the New York Times and a host of other papers around the country, all focusing on new guidelines for high blood pressure, and apparently now millions of Americans who didn't have high blood pressure yesterday now have it. How could they change the numbers like that?
So it's so interesting. I did see that in the papers. This actually, a similar thing happened with diabetes. When I was in medical school, I remember specifically my professor telling us when we were in the classroom, saying that, really many more people have diabetes, but the healthcare is not able to sustain that. And so we've increased the numbers to diagnose people with diabetes so that less people are diagnosed. And when healthcare is ready for it, we'll lower the numbers. So this is something that in medicine, we have been taught about this. I've been taught in medical school that blood pressure above 120 over 80, is high. So this is, from a medical standpoint, this is not really front page news. But I guess for the layman people and for the general population, they should know the fact that if you have a persistent blood pressure above 120 over 80, if that can change the way your blood vessels would look like over time and can predispose you to strokes, heart attacks, kidney problems, a peripheral vascular disease, and many other issues. So I understand where it's concerning and scary. I think physicians have been aware of this for many years. So your doctor is aware, and he's on top of it.
It's 130. Like 130, people say, 130 is not so bad, but now it's bad. Now it's bad. You got to watch it. And
Well, the recommendations are like they used to be, is basically diet and exercise to help lower your blood pressure if it is in that 120 to 140 range, which is what we've been recommending for many years for patients. So the recommendations have stayed the same. You need to control your blood pressure. It's very important. Not a one-time reading, but over time, if your blood pressure is persistently high, it can lead to significant diseases.
And most of the time it's genetic, isn't it?
It can be genetic in many cases, but really body habit is, making sure if you lose about 10% of your weight, if you're having issues with diabetes, cholesterol, or high blood pressure, you will probably have a much better handle on these diseases.
Dr. Elena Frid. And where can we reach you, Doc?
ElenaFridMD.com.
ElenaFridMD.com. Great to see you.
Thanks so much
for making the trek in all the way from Brooklyn. Now you're going back, or you're going back to your office in Midtown.
I am. Treat that blood pressure.
God bless you. Thanks, Elena. Hey, Debbie Duhame's on the roads. Good morning, Deb. How's your blood pressure, girl?
Actually, it's low. I have a low normal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good morning to you, Joe. Thank you. We're going to take a ride over to Metro North New Haven line. Still seeing a 10-minute delay. Watch for some slowdowns on the LIE heading west into Nichols Road. That's an accident still being cleared. And traffic is still moving slowly on the eastbound BQE at McGinnis-Humboldt. Looks like you have some police department activity there. On the Grand Central Parkway west at LaGuardia, accident blocking one lane. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, is probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. To celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code The Answer for a free 2-month supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Call Balance of Nature 1-800-246-8751. Use the promo code The Answer.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or toe. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes The Star.
That light, that's The Star. This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Did you make the date? Make the date for Iggy? We're going out to lunch with Iggy. We're going to make it before the end of the broadcast. We're going to come up with a date with Iggy, and we're going to go have lunch with Iggy Jew. Frey, our buddy, who was honored by the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey for helping out the kids in New Jersey. And we honored Iggy the other day at our big concert, last week, actually. And this is Iggy from Route 22 Toyota. Now, if you go over there, you're going to see Chester and Carmelo and Johnny and Chris. This is the great team. And Wendy over there at Route 22 Toyota, right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, this, that's not enough that they care about the kids in New Jersey, that they give you these great deals, that Alex Kinsella, the general manager, gives you those low lease offers, 0% APR financing, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Like, that's not enough. Are you kidding me? Well, now, first 5 callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you past 8 o'clock, 7:56 right now. If you call, first 5 callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. All European makes are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you'll get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. If you call 855-621-9949, you go, Joey sent me. Hey, I heard you on the Piscopo show. 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. If you're one of the first 5 callers in the next 5 minutes, this from our dear friends over at Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Bits and Pieces, I love this, the Dave Clark 5, give me the drums. Oh, yes, oh. Just loved anything drums. Joe Lundberg, welcome back, man. We missed you.
Hello there. Good morning.
Where were you, man? Where were you traveling
Friday
about?
Friday I was off. I had to work Saturday, and then yesterday I took the day off because I didn't have a voice, and it's still not exactly 100% today, but it's better.
You sound good. So what happened? Little cold situation?
Yeah, just my sinuses started draining Thursday night, Friday, and I was like, oh no, here we go. And then my voice just disappeared Saturday and was gone all day Sunday.
And nothing to do with your 100-mile bike rides, though, I guess.
No, nothing.
Did
at
you
all.
Swallow like a bird or a bug on the way or something?
No,
like that?
Nothing. Yeah, hey, just. Oh,
Joe,
well.
It's great to have you back. How are we doing today, weather-wise? Getting cold, buddy.
It's getting chilly, yeah. 48 today, sun and clouds. That's about, 7 degrees below normal. About the same tomorrow, partly sunny. Start out with a shower Thursday morning, but then we get some sun up to 55. Colder for Friday. Weekend looks like it'll turn wet, especially Saturday night into Sunday, then even colder heading into Thanksgiving.
Here we go. Joe Lundberg, welcome back, man. You sound great to us. Thank you, Joey.
Aw, thank you.
It's 58 right now with Piscopo in the morning. Hey, you don't want to miss Arthur Idala. You know, Arthur's, you know, he's a brilliant legal mind. You never know what's going to happen. And literally anything could happen with Arthur in the room. We're going to be talking to Arthur about the Menendez trial and this Roy Moore situation, what's going on with that. So Arthur will join us. Dave Damiani's coming in. We're going to break it down a little bit and talk a little bit about the music, about Atlantic City, and about what I will be doing in Los Angeles with Mr. Damiani. Kevin McCullough will jump in. Rachel Brown as well. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.